This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. It's always a pleasure to have a whole hour with our very special guest who is standing by. We're going to be telling you all about the 2016 Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards. Motor Week is, of course, television's longest running and most respected automotive series, and it's certainly my favorite. I mean, nowadays there are lots of automotive television shows out there, and they kind of run the gamut, but this one was the original, and as far as I'm concerned, it is still the best. It debuted back in 1991. It currently airs on 92% of PBS stations nationwide, also seen on cable's Velocity, as well as the VME Spanish language network. And of course, Motor Week is all over the internet as well, with YouTube, as well as Motor Week's own homepage, motorweek.org. John Davis has been there since the beginning. As a matter of fact, he is the show's creator. He is host and senior executive producer, and he's also one of the founders of the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards. So John has certainly done a lot and continues to do a lot. He has been the recipient of many Lifetime Achievement Awards. But he, like myself, despite our years, we're both going on about 25. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the airways of Auto World the host of television's original automotive magazine, Motor Week, John Davis. John, how you doing?
Hi, Bob, and I'm going to do something that I never do when I first talk to a host of a show that's nice enough to have me on. And that is, I want to offer one little correction, and just shows you just how much older and not necessarily wiser I am than you are. We actually started in 1981, so we're 35 years old this year.
Wow, amazing. That was my mistake.
I definitely it is amazing, and mostly positive ways, but not all of them.
I know. I mean, I remember 1981.
No, you don't.
It doesn't seem...
I barely remember 1981.
But you guys have been around since the get-go, and I remember in the early years, Lisa Barrow, who, of course, in recent times has worked for Chrysler, now FCA, was your news reporter and has gone on to a great PR career. But Lisa was, I believe, your original news person.
She was the first woman that we had on the air to do features. She really inaugurated, at the time, Lisa, and we teamed her up with a very capable producer named Susan Childress. And Susan and Lisa were really the first all-female team of automotive reporters that covered the automotive beat. And because they were such a wonderful team, they basically toured the world as far as automotive events and stories. We basically gave them the tough assignments, the easy stuff, talking about, you know, just what was going on today. That we actually had another young lady that did that. Her name was Joyce Braga. And Joyce did the news, but we left it to Lisa and Susan to do the real in-depth stories, which they did so well that, frankly, they set the gold standard for us that no one else has ever been able to top.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, of course, Pat Goss has been there, I believe, since the beginning, and, right. and still doing his thing today and providing all that great information. And, John, when you started this back in 1981, did you ever think that 35 years later you'd still be on the air each and every week? And
No. We thought this would be something fun to do for 4 or 5 years, and we'd have a good time, and we get to drive some cars. And no, Bob, we, you know, 5 years is a long time for a television program. 35 years is almost unheard of. So no, we didn't. We didn't think we would be around that long at all.
And as far as the Driver's Choice Awards, what year did those come into play?
They actually started the second year, so they're 34 years, only 1 year younger than the show.
I know being very fortunate to get press cars, I have every week for the past 20 years or so. It's amazing to see how vehicles have evolved since 1981, since 2006, since 1996. Sometimes I get feedback about my reviews that I don't find enough things wrong, but the truth of the matter is, John, these vehicles today for 2016 have gotten so, so good.
We hear that all the time. You know, people are looking for, you know, the people today in our society seem to be looking for the negative, and they just will not buy the fact that, you know, mechanical machines are as good as they are, and it's largely because people like them have, you know, complained 20 years ago when things really weren't nearly this good. We particularly hear it when we give a good review to a domestic vehicle. There are some people out there that just, it's kind of weird to me. They're Americans. They obviously do a good job at their job, but they refuse to believe that other Americans working in automotive factories do a good job. It's kind of like, you know, if you were in your job and you didn't do things very well, you would probably have incentives to get better, or you'd go out of business. And that's pretty much was the story of the domestic auto industry. And my goodness, they almost did go out of business. We really don't find major mechanical problems with most of the cars, at least ones that show up in our tests. It's largely cosmetic. And even if you look at J.D. Power and the other folks that do these independent surveys, when you look at how they rank vehicles, most of the time the faults that they criticize are very subjective. Their owner's not happy with the dealer service, or maybe they didn't get as good a fuel economy as they thought they should get. They're very seldom tied to any kind of major fault in the car, like something breaking. The biggest thing is people get confused with a lot of the electronics, especially the interfaces like iDrive and so forth, and that seems to be a big complaint. But you know, that doesn't mean that something's not working right. It just means that people probably haven't read the owner's manual. But yeah, we hear the same thing, and to those people, I say, you know, maybe you ought to get off your butt and go out and drive a few cars and, you know, instead of just being an armchair quarterback.
It is so true. I mean, a lot of brands have done 180s. I mean, when you look at the Koreans in what they've done, Kia and Hyundai, when you look at, as you pointed out, the domestics, I mean, who would believe that we would have the world-class products that we have now from General Motors, from Ford, and from FCA? And it is truly a global automotive marketplace. And that's another thing that the average consumer doesn't quite get.
We're very insulated in this country. I mean, we're a huge country that, you know, spans more time zones than Europe, of course, and folks just kind of don't realize what's going on outside our borders, and whether it's good or bad, that's kind of the way we are here. And so they don't realize how popular, say, in Asia, vehicles like Buicks are, number one brand in Asia.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to run down the Driver's Choice Awards for 2016.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Back.
coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, WCFO, Atlanta. Everybody listening on KPAM in Portland, Oregon with 50,000 watts of power. Everybody listening down in Alabama on Fort Payne's finest station, WFPA. Welcome, and everybody listening worldwide via GCNlive.com. Thanks for being here. John Davis, one of my absolute favorite guests, and I'm not kidding here. This gentleman is somebody I so much admire and so much love the work that he's done for the past 35 years with Motor Week. And it's that time, once a year, we run down the Driver's Choice Awards. They were announced at the Chicago Auto Show a little while back. But let's get to it, John, beginning with Best Small Car. The Honda Civic, which rolled out all new a few years ago and kind of was a flop, is all redone, and boy, they have done it right.
He also writes about cars, was very critical of the Civic because it didn't reach far enough, it didn't have enough technology in it, they did some weird things like that dual-level dash almost just for the sake of it. But they really didn't improve the car that much. It didn't ride that much better. It wasn't that much quieter. But even though we panned it and this new design was done pretty quickly because the press did, the car actually sold very well. So anybody that loves Civic will, you know, and liked the mediocre last generation will love this car. And I think we, not only is it improved in every way and kind of gotten back to what it does best, which is just be a terrific compact car. But they're adding new models. There's going to be the new five-door hatchback from that'll be actually built in the UK, and it was just shown in concept form in Geneva. The new car is much better looking front and rear, especially the rear. I mean, the back end of these new Civics is the most aggressive and interesting and non-generic back end I've seen on an Asian small car, certainly a four-door in many years. First use of a turbocharged engine in a small car by Honda. I think that it's not what I'd call a performance engine, but it does very, very well. They're still using CVT transmissions, which you're not crazy about, but in this car it seems to work. So all the way around, just a home run.
No question about it. In the area of best family sedan, if there ever was a comeback kid, if there ever was a vehicle that earns the description of most improved, it's the latest from Chevrolet with their Malibu.
Yeah, the last generation Malibu was actually a very good car, but it was still a little small. It didn't have the backseat room of a Camry or an Accord. And people, after all, have been used to seeing these mostly on rental lots. So, you know, it takes a long time to change people's opinions. But this car, because of lots of things, excellent room inside, front and back, all four-cylinder powertrains, very efficient, a real hybrid, not that little pseudo-hybrid that Malibu did have, styling that's quite dramatic, all the technology you would expect in a modern car instead in place, and including being able to use Apple Auto and CarPlay and all of that right from your phone. I mean, they've really stepped up the whole, and they're not fighting the battle of who's going to do what inside of a car. If you've got an Android or an Apple phone, you can mirror that phone into the new Malibu. So really, I think it's time people give this car a good look. I think it's every bit as competitive in its midsize marketplace. Probably the only thing hurting it right now is still the Malibu's old reputation and the fact that sedans in general are not in favor right now because, you know, it's all about SUVs.
Absolutely. Let's talk about best convertible. I haven't had the opportunity to drive this one yet. I've done umpteen interviews with everybody from Derek Jenkins, the lead engineer for Mazda. This is the all-new Mazda MX-5, and it's always hard, just like Ford had to do with their Mustang, to recreate an icon, and certainly Mazda has done a wonderful job with this all-new rendition of the classic MX-5.
You know, the proportions of the new MX-5 are pretty much the same as they were from the original. But I do have to agree with those on our staff that thought it finally lost its cute image, which in a way I kind of missed. But, it's a wonderful little car. If you just want a two-seat sports car and you're not a horsepower freak, you just want enough power to really be able to go out and do a little weekend autocrossing or just put the top down and have a good time in it, this is the car. It has been the car since 91. It still is. There's nothing else really in its price bracket that is comparable. They did an excellent job of improving virtually everything. They gave it pretty much the Mazda 3 instrument panel, which is competent. They didn't screw it up. I guess it's the best possible thing you could say about the MX-5.
So true. Let's move up to the next category, which is best luxury sedan. And certainly there are so many different players in this category, but I'm so happy that you've given it to one of the vehicles from Jag, the XF. Boy, Jag and Land Rover continue to turn out just world-class vehicles. I mean, some of these vehicles are just spectacular, and certainly if I had the means, I would love to own many of them, including the winner here, the XF.
You know, this is their bread and butter sedan, and a lot of people said, "Well, why are you giving it to a car that is not as luxurious as some others in its class?" And yeah, I always say to people, you got to look at the name of our award. It's driver's choice. It's a combination of whatever attribute we're looking at, but it still has to be a great car to drive. And we're very much knocked out by the XF. I think it's extremely sporty, but in the Jaguar way of being understated, also very luxurious. I'm actually driving one tonight, and you get into it, and you feel like you're in serious luxury would be the other way I would think about it. There's nothing in it that says I'm a frivolous vehicle. And you back that up with fantastic six and eight-cylinder powertrains. They're now, more readily available in the XF with all-wheel drive, which you really have to have to sell it, a car like this in the Northeast, or lease it, as most of them will be. And the comeback that Jaguar has done, I think, is one of the most dramatic, and because they're relatively small, least known by the general populace. But the company is doing extraordinarily well because they are building extraordinarily good products. And the XF is just the latest, probably the least, the most understated vehicle they've done in a while, but potentially the most profitable because it'll hit the biggest market.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top-level negotiations between Congress and the White House are pushing toward a resolution on the $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package as President Donald Trump urges to get a deal done. Talks also continue to narrow on the so-called Marshall Plan for hospitals, as well as industry loans to airlines and others, all but grounded by the virus outbreak. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that all sides are very close to the bipartisan resolution. He also said he's instructed committee chairmen to assemble draft legislation, putting the price tag at nearly $1.4 trillion. And he also said with other measures from the Federal Reserve, it could pump $2 trillion into the U.S. economy. Negotiations are now focused on providing direct relief to Americans with one-time checks of $1,200, as well as ongoing payroll support and enhanced unemployment benefits for the newly out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
John Davis is our very special guest. He's the creator, host, executive producer of Motor Week. He's been on the air since 1981, 35 years. You can check out more information about Motor Week by going to motorweek.org. Of course, you can catch it on the Velocity Channel on the Spanish language network, VME. And also, you can, of course, check out everything online as well, YouTube and otherwise. We're running down the driver's Choice Awards, and we're up to Best Sports Sedan, and this year a little bit of a surprise, because this vehicle definitely has had the as the description for many advertising campaigns as being the four-door sports car, but certainly this is the most aggressive-looking one that they've done to date. It's got a great interior. It does, however, have front-wheel drive, and it does have a CVT, but it is worthy of the Driver's Choice Award for 2016, the Nissan Maxima. Tell us more, John.
Well, you kind of summed it up, Bob. I got to tell you, we're prepared for a lot of kickback from our viewers when we announced the Maxima was going to win the Sports Sedan Award, which is traditionally, as you mentioned, you know, been a rear drive category, and usually with at least a manual transmission available. But the Maxima, which is a big car, I mean, it's close to a full-size automobile, it handles so well. It breaks so well. The interior is spectacular. The styling, though controversial, is a real head turner. The engine is so willing that even with all of that, and even when you throw in the negatives of having a CVT, which I have to say, Nissan probably absolutely has the best CVTs going as far as responsiveness. And, front-wheel drive, yes, we've driven other front-wheel drive cars that do well, but none really that had all of the attributes of the sports sedan currently better than the Maxima. I will, people will know this is not a total first for us. We several years looked at the at Acura and gave them some sports sedan awards for the TL, but yeah, I have to say, right now, dollar for dollar, and especially when you add in looking for comfort, you want a sporty four-door, the Maxima is just one great vehicle and indicative of what Nissan as a brand is doing.
Let's talk about best sport coupe. This is always a fun one to talk about. In New York, we're going to see the ZL1 variant. We can't wait for that. But in four-cylinder turbo form, V6 form, or SS form with that Corvette power plant, this new Camaro, based on, a lot of people don't realize it, a Cadillac platform.
Yeah, the
is
ATS.
It's
basically the same chassis that both the ATS and CTS are using, and shortened up, and because of that, the car has superb balance. It still has that semi-retro look, the long hood, short rear deck. I think the only negative that is ever pointed out is the fact that, the biggest difference between Camaro and Mustang is kind of like the height of the side glass. If you like that hunkered down sports car feeling, very much from the 60s and the original Camaro, that's what this car is. Great handling car, really excels in almost every area, and no rough edges. I mean, gone are the days when pony cars were strictly American muscle. This is a global car. You mentioned talked about global cars at the beginning. Done a great job, and new versions of it just seem to keep on coming, and you're right. In New York, we're going to see another one.
In the realm of best performance car, of course, there are so many incredible performance vehicles available today with all different price tags, but as you guys call it, this is a street legal track weapon.
Oh yeah, we actually had it's the Ford Shelby GT350R Mustang, we actually had one at the racetrack that we rent in the wintertime in Georgia, and I won't name any names, but we had someone there from another brand with a performance car, a driver, and he got a couple of laps in the 350R. And he got out of it and said, it's a very honest car. And I thought that was an extremely telling comment. This Mustang, Carroll Shelby would be very proud of it. It will do whatever you want it to do. It's very trackable. It will not bite you unless you really want to be bitten. Yet after you've done and you've put the tires back at street pressures, you can drive it on the cobblestone streets around Savannah, Georgia, all day long, and it won't beat you to death. It's a really excellent piece of work. And I don't think anybody right now, and I don't care how much you want to spend for a car, does a better job of matching every component in the car to each other than Ford, and particularly the Mustang team. And they really did a great job. And it's nice to be able to say nothing but great things about anything with a Shelby on it. And I hear despite a reasonable MSRP, that some dealers are asking and getting triple the list price.
Wow.
Which I think is crazy, but, it is a great car.
Let's talk about utility vehicles. Best small utility goes to the Hyundai Tucson. And here's a vehicle that is certainly grown a lot, not only in size, but certainly in content, and offers just a great bang for the buck.
Well, that's the Hyundai story. And when the first Tucson, I was not the biggest fan of. I thought it was kind of a rough riding little beast, and maybe trying to be something that it should lead to BMW and some others. This is a more mainstream vehicle, and it, when it actually debuted, gas wasn't quite as cheap as it is now, and it looked like the perfect vehicle for the time. I mean, it is larger. It is reasonably fuel efficient for a small utility. It's got a very big cargo bay, and as you mentioned, with Hyundais, you continue to get great value for your money, although not as great as it used to be. But in that subcompact utility class, we don't think anybody else has got a vehicle that offers as much as the Tucson. So, again, you know, every time Hyundai comes out with a vehicle, they kind of push the bar of what you get for the money up a bit.
Let's talk about large utility vehicles. Gone is the former kind of military-esque styling of the previous generation. And we have a new Honda Pilot. Yeah, exactly. The nod for Driver's Choice Award for 2016 does indeed go to the Honda Pilot.
And, you know, I was talking about bang for the buck, and I think the Honda Pilot does that very well in the largest three-row still car-like crossover utility market. I mean, most people call them SUVs. We in the business call them crossovers because they are primarily a front-wheel drive platform, but the all-wheel drive system that's on the new Pilot is really exceptional. It uses a drive mode selector to basically augment the system electronically, and we were, despite a lot of really nasty muck that Honda gave us the chance to try, we couldn't get it stuck, and we've had one during our worst snowstorms here in the mid-Atlantic. It charged through quite well. You can get it in with two captain's chairs or a bench in the second row, which, depending on how big your family is, good room in the third row seat, lots of technology, including one of the best automatic braking systems that we've yet come across. Just all-around great cruiser, and I have to say I've actually put about 5,000 miles on one, it deserves every accolade we can give it, and of course they're selling like hotcakes.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about best luxury utility, pickup truck, eco-friendly vehicles, as well as dream machines, as well as the overall best of the year winner. More with John Davis around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Host and executive producer of Motor Week. It's been on the air for more than 35 years, debuting in 1981 on PBS, now on Velocity and Spanish language channel VME. And we're running down the Driver's Choice Awards, and we're up to Best Luxury Utility Vehicle. Haven't had the opportunity to drive this one yet, John, but certainly it's winning accolades, and you guys have indeed given it the Best Luxury Utility Award. It's the new XC90 from Volvo.
Yeah, this is really the turnaround vehicle for Volvo, and we were talking about all the things that Jaguar and Land Rover has pulled off. The same is going on over at Volvo. This vehicle is just not what anyone expected. And again, we were knocked out by it. I mean, luxury at its highest level. Admittedly, Swedish luxury, so a little bit understated, but very modern. I wasn't taken with the look at first because it's very much like the older Volvo wagons in appearance, but it has grown on me. But once you drive it, you realize everything that people have loved about Volvos for decades, the design, the comfort, especially the seat comfort, and of course the overriding safety, it's there in spades. A supercharged and turbocharged engine. The only thing that gives some people pause is it is an engine that is made in China. So it's the first Chinese automotive engine, to my knowledge, that's been available here. But when you look back at what the whole Volvo history is, high-tech and an understated package that basically coddles the passengers and still delivers a good driving experience, that's what the XC90 does.
Very safe. Best pickup truck, certainly always a a very competitive marketplace, but you guys have chosen the XD from Nissan. This is the Titan, and with optional diesel power and some pretty significant towing capacity of 12,300 pounds. The folks at Nissan are really doing a lot right here with this Titan XD.
You know, they again, big surprise. The old Titan was not much, you know, had gotten long in the tooth and wasn't as popular as certainly as Nissan had hoped. And a lot of people a couple years ago thought they might throw in the towel on big pickup trucks. But instead, they were just incredibly smart. They looked around and said, you know what? We've got a lot of very capable half-ton pickup trucks out there, those so-called light-duty. And meanwhile, the heavy duties are getting heavier duty all the time, and it's left a gap in the market. There's now a space for a truck like the Titan XD with a new optional Cummins V8 turbo diesel engine in it to come in and essentially be that gap filler. The heaviest of the light duties, or the lightest of the heavy duties, however you want to say it, and they packaged it in a really brawny looking vehicle that once you climb into it has better interior material quality than a lot of the big three trucks, in my opinion. And they're going to follow it with a full line of trucks, you know, both higher and lower in trim levels. But the gap pillar aspect of it, not abandoning it, not running away with their tail between the legs, but doing something different, that's the aspect about the Nissan mentality that is most impressive to me.
Let's talk about the winner for best eco-friendly, and I had the opportunity to spend 2 weeks actually behind the wheel of the second generation Chevrolet Volt, and talk about a country mile difference. I really was not a fan of the first generation. I most certainly am very much a fan of the second generation of the Volt, and you guys are as well.
Yeah, I guess I like the first gen more.
Oop, do we lose John? We may have lost John. Hopefully not. Patrick will work on that, but he was telling us about the Driver's Choice Award for Best Eco-Friendly Vehicle. And it stumbled a little bit out of the gate in its first generation when it arrived for 2011. But in my opinion, and in the opinion of Motor Week, the second generation Volt gets just about everything right. It's still about expanding the EV profile with a gas engine safety net to eliminate range anxiety. Matter of fact, when I drove it for 2 weeks, I drove it more in the range extender mode than anything else. But this time around, it brings a lot of style and a lot more emotion to the package. It's a sharp-looking vehicle. It's done extremely well exterior-wise, and the design elements of the exterior, I think, are quite well done. And the interior is the thing that really surprised me, just like so many of the recent models from General Motors. They have really raised the bar significantly. And, you know, $39,000 was the vehicle that I had, but you take into consideration the government rebates and in some cases state rebates, and Chevrolet I believe was running a $1,000 rebate. It will bring that price down significantly, but if you're curious about a range extender, a hybrid with that gasoline safety net, I would definitely give two thumbs up to this second generation Chevrolet Volt, and it is the winner of the best eco-friendly vehicle from Motor Week and John and his team at the show. So by all means, check it out if you're in the market for such a vehicle. If you'd like to read more about the Driver's Choice Awards for 2016, I would suggest that you log on to Motor Week's website. It's very easy. It's motorweek.org, and they have a special tab there for the Driver's Choice Awards, and hopefully we're going to get John back. I know that Patrick is working on it because we're up to my favorite awards, the Dream Machines. We have three different Dream Machines to talk about, and then, of course, we're going to talk about the overall winner, the Best of the Year, which is something that Motor Week started doing a little while back. And I'll be really curious to find out which vehicle gets the nod for 2016. Our telephone number, by the way, is 855-660-4261 or bob@autowarradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Patrick, are we having any luck getting a hold of John and getting him back on the line here so we can finish up the 2016 Drivers' Choice Awards, because we really want to tell everybody about the big overall winner, as well as tell everybody about the best Dream Machines. Well, looks like we're having a little bit of phone trouble with John, so I'll take this liberty here to tell you about the Motor Week Dream Machine Awards. Lamborghini, what's not to like about a Lamborghini? And Motor Week has given one of the best Dream Machine awards to the Aventador. This is the LP754 SV Super Velanche. This is more power, less mass, and wrapped in a Lamborghini. And when I was with Motor Trend, I had an opportunity to drive a couple of different Lamborghinis as well as Ferraris. And in all honesty, I like the Lamborghinis better. Maybe it was the fact that they're all-wheel drive. They just are easier to drive. They feel very planted. And, of course, if you like the outrageous colors, nobody does it better than Lamborghini, both with exterior color choice as well as interior palette color palette choice. Another Dream Machine from the folks at Motor Week Television, the Driver's Choice Award goes out to the Mercedes-Benz AMG GTS. Of course, the SLS was the gullwing version of this vehicle, the first Mercedes ever to be designed and built by the team, by AMG. This one has more traditional doors. It's aimed square at the 911 as well as some of the other exotic supercars. In base price, it's about $129,000, but you can add $40,000 or $50,000 worth of options onto that. But what do you get? You get a twin-turbo, handmade 8-cylinder engine, putting out in excess of 500 horsepower, and it's actually signed by the person who builds it in the AMG facility. In the Best Dream Vehicle category for Motor Week, the final one goes to the ultimate Range Rover. It's the Range Rover Sport SVR. I drove one of those for a week. It is gorgeous. And the best overall winner for the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards for 2016 goes to the Volvo XC90. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. We'll get John back with us real soon.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.